South Dakota's winter wheat crop is in rough shape, with 68% of the crop last week rated poor to fair. The weekend rains may help to a degree, but many growers with struggling winter wheat may switch to another crop. The first step in converting a failed wheat crop is to work with crop insurance to get the green light. Interseeding winter wheat with spring wheat to thicken up a thin stand is not wise, as grain buyers don't want mixed wheat. Dakota Lakes farm manager Dwayne Beck looks at other options.
You know, right now we wait, see what happens. I would guess a lot of guys will go to sorghum or corn. Teff would be another option. If they're low in residue, you surely need to think pretty hard about going into something low residue like a sunflower. If the reason your wheat's bad is because it was in low residue, you can make that a lot worse. So we think a lot of the fields that are in trouble are low residue, so guys will probably look to go to corn or sorghum or maybe teff or to a forage type thing if they have livestock, which is another option. And
fields applied with early nitrogen may or may not still have the nutrient available. Beck says going to soybeans might not fully utilize the available N. Plus, soybeans are low in residue. For herbicides already applied to wheat, Beck advises reading the label to determine which alternative crops might tolerate the chemistries.
I think some of the IMI or the Clearfield type corns will take some of those herbicides. I think teff would be in trouble there, and some of the broadleaves would be in trouble.
The impact of this weekend's rain on struggling wheat is still uncertain, but farmers should formulate a plan B if needing to switch to another crop. I'm Pam Gephardt reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.